This public radio podcast is supported by New Horizons of Minnesota, helping business analysts translate business needs into team solutions and prep for certified business analysis professional certification. Online at nhmn.org.
Why audiences deserve better PowerPoint presentations. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Most multimedia presentations are garbage, according to the woman who helped create Al Gore's traveling slideshow, An Inconvenient Truth. Nancy Duarte is president and CEO of Duarte Design and author of the new book, Slideology, The Art and Science of Creating Great Presentations. Duarte says visual presentations have become the de facto business communication tool, but very few people know how to make good slideshows.
I think we have a very putrid PowerPoint pandemic, I guess. It's done so poorly. It really doesn't take that much effort to stand out among your peers or for your cause. A little bit of extra effort done well makes all the difference in the world because the norm right now is so bad.
What do all sort of bad presentations contain? What are the elements of putrid presentations?
I think the really bad ones, the presenter stands up with their back to the audience and they read the content. I think it frustrates audiences because they look at the presenter and they feel like, wow, I'm smarter than him because I just got through his content quicker than he did. I read faster than he read to me. And I think it just makes the audience have less respect for the presenter. So putting dense words up there doesn't really help the audience have a visual mnemonic device to remember and have visual recall of what they were saying. And I think that's the biggest tragedy is the way they more so the way the presenter interacts with his slides than what's on the slides itself sometimes.
What are the elements of a good presentation then?
I think a really good presentation takes rehearsal. It takes time. It takes the presenter backing away and saying, hey, this isn't about me getting my message across. It's about what does the audience in the room need from me to make them better, to make them do something that's actionable or to help them change the world. Whatever it is that your message is, you got to think about from the context of who's sitting in the audience and what's going to resonate with them.
So this is very much a visual medium, and yet people don't always treat it that way, right?
Right. There is no training in business school that who knew? I mean, back when we were finishing school, it was the memo that was the primary means of communication. Now PowerPoint is, and it's a visual tool. And we're not really taught how to display visual information in a way that conveys meaning. And I think this book addresses that, ways to pick colors from that to displaying data to creating diagrams, all the way through to how you deliver your message. So I think that we've had a flip in how we communicate in business today that hasn't been addressed with any sort of best practices.
Presentation software, PowerPoint in particular, is kind of the butt of a lot of jokes. But I suspect that you will dispel the notion that it's sort of the technology's fault that not all presentations are as good as they could be.
Right. It's not really the problem of the technology. It's really the users of it. But I also feel like there hasn't been any really good best practices written about what really is the best way to use the tool. So it's you could use it any way you want until you realize that there is this gold standard that you should be building your files by. The default of PowerPoint does lead you down the path of building something that's more like a teleprompter than an actual presentation. So just kind of we have to get to where we ignore the default of what PowerPoint feeds us when we open a new document and actually start to think outside the box and come up with a different way to present the visual information.
Nancy Duarte is president and CEO of Duarte Design and author of the new book, Slideology, The Art and Science of Creating Great Presentations. For more information, visit futuretense.publicradio.org. I'm John Gordon.